Thousands of American military are now helping with Hurricane Maria relief. Among them, the 45th Aeromedical Evacuation Squadron at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. For our American Homefront Project, WUSS Bobby O'Brien paid a visit to the squadron's staging area at MacDill.
Throw it in there, Girl Scout.
Two airmen fill up a bin from a large ice machine humming away in the corner of a hot and humid warehouse.
This is for the gigantic fan down there, the swamp cooler. You put ice in there, and it's like an air conditioner.
The big metal doors of the warehouse are open to Florida's heat. The fan provides a small amount of comfort to the airmen preparing medical supplies and equipment for hurricane evacuation flights. So far, the Air Mobility Command has flown more than 45 missions and 500 patients in need of medical care and family members. The Air Force's C-17s and C-130 aircraft are outfitted like flying ambulances.
It's liquid oxygen. They carry about 24 pounds of this so that they can oxygenate the patients who need it during flight.
Despite the constant bustle of crews moving about supplies, there is an order. That's in contrast to what greeted Air Force Major Gavril Goodman when she landed in St. Croix 5 days after Hurricane Maria.
The humanitarian component is actually a little bit more chaotic, less organized. We don't know what type of patients we are receiving. Believe it or not, all of our patients had end-stage renal disease. They were all on dialysis. So, you know, after an extended period of time, these people, you know, they become very, very sick.
All 63 patients were evacuated to Dobbins Air Force Base in Georgia, where a team of 7 doctors met the plane. Goodman says the patients hugged her as they left. She will remember one man in particular.
He actually asked to keep the blanket that we provided on the aircraft. He says, "I have nothing. May I please have this blanket?" He said, "I lost everything, my house." Very, very thankful for the little things. You don't realize how important those are until you lose them.
The mission reinforced why Goodman, who is a single mom with a full-time civilian nursing job, also serves in the Air Force Reserves.
It is worth the sacrifice. My parents were proud of me. My kids, my daughter, actually, she's 7 years old. She's so happy. She says, "Mommy, I'm so proud of you." It was a tearjerker for me.
Family support is important to Goodman and most reservists who can be called up with little notice, like Captain Michael Offman, a trained nurse practitioner who is on a business trip for his job with an electronic medical records company.
I got the call when I was in Seattle, and I left Seattle immediately, flew the red eye home here.
Offman credits his partner with packing his bags so he could go directly to MacDill when he landed. This is Offman's 21st year in the military. He's retiring in fewer than 40 days, but he'll take memories of this mission with him.
One of the daughters of the patient we were taking care of, I offered her a meal, and when she opened kind of lunchbox of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and some crackers and a bottle of water, she began to cry because it was her first real whole meal, and it was at that moment you realize they had nothing.
Family was also on the mind of Master Sergeant Maria Ayala, a civilian medical assistant and reservist. She was on one of the first missions to St. Croix, not knowing the fate of her parents and sister who live in western Puerto Rico.
This is my mission, to evacuate people that is in need. Eventually, it's going to be my people, my Puerto Rican family.
Ayala did hear from her sister later, and the family is fine. The 45th Air Medical Evacuation Squadron most likely will remain activated for weeks, so it's a good chance Ayala will be part of the relief effort in her homeland. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.